fire ripped through the Moria refugee camp on the Greek island of Lesbos last night and reignited today. The camp was overcrowded and unsanitary, but it was the only place its thousands of inhabitants called home. Special correspondent Malcolm Brabant visited Moria earlier this year and has this report.
Along with his fellow asylum seekers, Fahim Ibrahimi from Afghanistan lost everything in the flames.
My house is finished. That's why it's many, all finished.
Moria was Europe's largest and most notorious refugee camp. It was supposed to house 2,000, but 13,000 lived in squalid conditions in and outside the barbed wire. Now they're all more destitute than ever.
Our house is burning, you know, our food is burning, everything, our money is gone. We don't know what will happen.
Now we will sleep on the street. What can we do? We don't have food, we don't have anything. What can we do?
Morning revealed the true extent of this catastrophe. The fire began after midnight when a group protested against new coronavirus restrictions. So far, 35 migrants have tested positive for COVID. They were obliged to isolate, and there were fears that other migrants could end up in detention.
They thought, okay, everything is a mess right now. They wanted to put us on jail, all of us in the camp. They want to put fence around. Finish. We don't want to be there. And they start burning things. And I think, you know, it started maybe with one fire and it went crazy. People just got enough.
Salam al-Din runs a non-profit called Team Humanity that helps Moria's occupants. Al-Din says his volunteers went into the camp to help save people. So far, no deaths have been reported. There was anger that police stopped the refugees from reaching nearby Mytilene. The Greeks have effectively placed the camp in quarantine because they don't want the virus spreading.
The police have blocked the road, the entry, actually the road to the city. They blocked it in front of my center. They don't want the refugees to go there.
The relationship between islanders and refugees has frequently been fractious. There's been a campaign to remove the asylum seekers to the mainland. The conditions in Moria have consistently been condemned as inhumane. Greece has long complained that it's unable to cope with tens of thousands of asylum seekers, some of whom have been stuck in the country for years. It has appealed for international help after the fire, and Germany has responded.
Now is the time to define together with the Greeks what kind of help is needed. We will then evaluate this request and then assist quickly and straightforwardly. We have helped Greece many times in the past, and of course we will do so now.
The disaster has exacerbated tensions between the islanders and their unwanted neighbors. The UN Refugee Agency has appealed to the migrants to stay close to the remains of the camp, while efforts are made to find them new accommodation. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Malcolm Brabant.